To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by Bath Planet. You know, with spring coming, let us help you transform your bathroom with beautiful quality. Bath Planet is a trusted leader in bathroom renovation. It's earned Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence, for more than 100 years. Get one half off installation or 18 months with no interest and no payments. Whether it's a tub replacement, a shower replacement, or a tub-to-shower conversion, Bath Planet makes your custom bath fast, easy, and affordable. Call to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation, and their design experts will come to you with real samples to customize your dream bath. Then their certified installers complete the transformation in as little as one day. Right now, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payment. But you need to call to get this special Bath Planet offer. And that number is 800-390-5455. I'll repeat it two more times. 800-390-5455. Again, 1-800-390-5455 for Bath Planet. Well, 250 is the magic number for this year in terms of America's history, and we'll be celebrating that all year on this show. And for my Right Stuff segment today, I'd like to present to you a book that commemorates 250 places and events that author Cheryl Hargrove wrote to highlight America's ideals, history, culture, creativity. Ms. Hargrove has spent 40 years being involved with cultural heritage tourism, working for the National Trust for Historic Preservation in D.C., and with the National Geographic Center for Sustainable Destinations. Cheryl, welcome to the show. This book had to require a massive amount of work. I understand you visited all of our states to compile these personal stories and to research history, including, I might add, the role of Native Americans and immigrants who have shaped the country that we know of today.
Absolutely, and thank you so much for having me talk about a subject I love, and that is being able to travel to places that really help tell the story of America. And yes, the 250th is an ideal time to reflect on, you know, our country's founding and also the indigenous population that was here before, but also to talk about how we've grown as a country, so past to present.
It might be helpful if I gave our listeners the name of your book. This is our Right Stuff segment, and I identified you. But the book is called Authentic America, subtitled 250 Distinctly American Places to Explore. Now, this just isn't places. I mean, it is, but you have divided the book up into all kinds of in many different categories, like American writers, America's soundtrack, which would, you know, you cover music from Motown to the blues to jazz to R&B to soul to country to bluegrass to folk music and rock and roll. You talk about Chuck Berry's influence on the music of Bruce Springsteen and the Rolling Stones. You have a list of the top Grammy Award winners, from Beyonce to 35 awards to Aretha Franklin at 18. So there are these different categories. And let me try to explain this book, because this is not just, you just don't open the pages and read, you know, go from one thing to the next. You also have, under each of these categories, whether it's music or architecture, you have a map of the United States, and you have numbers in each of the states that relate to a chart showing where these places are. So you can open this book if you're going to, I don't know, Nevada, and see what's there. You did say it's correct. You did visit all these states and write about it, right?
I have visited all the states in the U.S. One of the things that was very important to me is to make sure that people get out and explore our country. And in doing so, I ran across, you know, so many of these places that wanted me to learn more. They really provided a context for why we vote the way we do, what's important in a community, and also just to learn more about what defines the American spirit. And I wanted to have a compilation of these stories, not just individual places that were as a travel guide, but really to help tell the story of America through these different themes.
Well, you have about, I don't know where to begin, you have about 13 chapters, including a chapter just on America's flavors. In other words, the food that that distinguishes our country, revolutionary ideals, American authors, entertaining. Is there something in particular that's like one or two categories that stand out and stories that you would tell at a cocktail party when people say, what's your book about?
Well, you know, one of the things that I do is I think everybody travels on their stomach, and I do love food, and local food in particular. You know, whether it's going to Anchor Bar in Buffalo, New York, famous for those buffalo wings, or going to Antoine's, you know, the oldest family-run restaurant in the U.S. in New Orleans, it really does give you a taste of who we are. And the influences, the people who brought over those flavors and how they made them their own based on agriculture or situations.
Which tells you right there, this is not a list. You don't say, oh, well, in New Orleans, there's Anton's and there's this here and that there. You go into the history of these places and the chefs and the food and so on. One more category before we take a break, and I'm going to ask you to stay around for a second segment.
Well, I have to focus on music. I married a musician, so, you know, he said, oh, wait a minute, you got to know Louis Armstrong's story. And, you know, his home is now a National Historic Landmark in New York, and you can go and see his home and see where he recorded and came up with his amazing music that transformed jazz. The other one is, of course,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
Motown. Yeah, the other one is Motown in Detroit. You want to have a great, fun opportunity going through Berry Gordy's studios and where, you know, iconic musicians performed. That's the place in Detroit.
The book is called Authentic America, 250 Distinctly American Places to Explore. Cheryl Hargrove is the author. We'll be right back to continue the conversation. Right after these brief commercial messages. Don't go away.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Nice to have you in the house today. This portion of the program is sponsored by the team at MyPillow.com/carry. As a way to say thanks for all the support the audience has shown the MyPillow folks over the years, when you go to MyPillow.com/carry, that's C-A-R-E-Y, and use that code carry, you'll get employee pricing and free shipping as part of their mega sale all of this month, February. And this offer includes the weekend as well. So go get the six-piece MyTowel sets for just $34.98. MyPillow's Giza Dreams bed sheets for as low as $29.98. Classic MyPillows for just $14.98. And the anti-tire drink called Rev7 is now on sale for just $19.97. Fuel your mind and body with a healthier today. Rev7 reduces stress, balances mood. Go BHB with no caffeine or sugar. And don't forget the absolutely delicious 100 Arabica Organic My Coffee that's 50% off. So go to MyPillow.com/carry for all these savings and use the code carry to also get free shipping during this special mega sale. You can also find, as always, a direct link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. I'd like to continue my conversation with Cheryl Hargrove. It's our Right Stuff conversation in honor of her book called Authentic America, 250 Distinctly American Places to Explore. This is a thick volume, about, as I recall, over 300 pages, yes?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you categorize, again, this is not a book of lists. I mean, there's lists, but this is not a list book. This is a book that goes not only goes deeply into the subjects that Cheryl has chosen, there's also footnotes on everything that she writes about in her essay to go along with the subject. Let's talk about inventions for a moment. How have inventions moved America along the timeline?
Well, I think one of the most interesting things that I discovered in my research was that our Congress in 1790 actually put into our Constitution a patent office. And so it was really important to focus on how we were problem solvers and that we were going to then look at inventions as part of our DNA. Things like Coca-Cola, but also then taking it and then moving it forward from what Orville and Wilbur Wright did with the airplane and moving forward to what Henry Ford did in innovation with the factory work. I mean, we really did always move forward. And those are the stories that I think are very inspiring. And you can visit many of the places where these inventions occurred.
I think this is interesting because we hear so much about the Industrial Revolution in the UK, but there's really no sort of one name that compresses the American, well, there is a little bit, but the industrialization of America, I guess you could say. You also talk about American revolutionary ideals mm-hmm. and ideas. What do you mean by that?
Well, these are people that really fought for what they believed in. They were very convicted. And with righting wrongs, because not all of our history is positive, but also to really look at how we could advance society, whether that be civil rights or human rights or just everyday workers' rights. People like Francis Perkins, who experienced the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire and then went on to help with the New Deal and look at a safety net for workers. That was very much inspired by her own time in Maine and with her family being involved in bricklaying and brick making. And so her home now, and its homestead in Maine, is now a National Historic Monument that you can visit and learn more about what really led her to these kinds of pivotal moments. Certainly going to MLK and his sites associated with him, or Harriet Tubman, and going to both her homestead in New York or other places along Underground Railroad byway. Those are places that make history come alive as what the power of an individual can do.
This book encompasses so many themes. Some of the chapters include conserving the American landscape, America's global icons, our world heritage sites. And I will tell you this, there are 250 places, and our author, Cheryl Highgrove, has put in at the end of the book, after 300 pages, an alphabetical list of the 250 distinctly American places to explore, not just with the name of the place, but the street address, the telephone number if appropriate, and the website. So you can open right to the back and go, yeah, I'm going here, I'm going there. You can look at states. You can see what the places are doing. Cheryl, this is a massive amount of work. I know I talked to you before the show, and you said you spent like 19 months on it?
That's right. Just writing it. I actually spent decades traveling and compiling information. And as you can imagine, sifting through, 250 is just my list. I'm encouraging everybody to go and create their own list because there will be places that resonate with each of us.
Authentic America, 250 distinctly American places to explore. Thank you, Cheryl. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.